Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Baseball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon for Indians baseball. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Bazemore Field, the home of the Wetumpka Indians. As we have a doubleheader on our hands this afternoon, the Indians taking on the Park Crossing Thunderbirds this afternoon. We'll have a game at 2 o'clock here in just a few moments, and then the Indians and the Thunderbirds should face off again at about 4:30. Wetumpka comes into this game with an 8-2 record led by Coach Russ Brooks, while the Thunderbirds enter at 2-11 looking to right the ship here with the two games coming up today. We'll take a quick break when we return. First pitch and starting lineups for Wetumpka and Park Crossing right here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And we welcome you in to the ball game this afternoon at Bazemore Field. Gavin Baxley here with you for this doubleheader of Wetumpka and Park Crossing. It's now time for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank. It'll be the Indians in the field first this afternoon as the home team. Colton Ashmore will be on the mound pitching for the Black and Gold with Logan Fawcett behind the plate as the catcher. Asher Nobles is at first base with Peyton Dickey at second. Miller Lombardi is the shortstop. Connor Jacks is at third. From left to right field, Aiden Peek, Bobo Browning, and Kyle Richardson. For Park Crossing, their batting order begins with Alex Johnson, the shortstop. Jalen Sankey behind him. Andrew Lewis bats third. Tristan Harrington will clean up with Nick Harrington behind him. Caleb Perriman and Christian Perriman are in sixth and seventh in the order. Cameron Glider and Brady McGuire round out the order for the Thunderbirds. It's Caleb Perriman who will be on the mound for Park Crossing when we get to the bottom of this inning, but in the meantime, the focus remains on Colton Ashmore, who will get the start today for Wetumpka. Ashmore enters the ball game today with only two games played. Both were starts. That came against Homewood and Ben Russell. He's got six innings pitched with three hits, three earned runs, five walks, five strikeouts, and a 3.50 ERA. The first pitch of the afternoon to Alex Johnson is a wave and a miss. Our official start time at 2:01 on this beautiful afternoon. The 0-1 is fouled back. 77 degrees is our game time temperature. Winds of 5 miles an hour from the south heading towards right field. Helping the batters out just a little bit today. The 0-2 swung on. This one popped up towards shallow left. It'll be Peek who trails in for it.
Catcher number six, Jalen Sankey.
Jalen Sankey comes up now for Park Crossing. Sankey serving as the catcher this afternoon as the first pitch is in for a strike on a fastball there. A 1 pitch. Chopped foul. It was Aiden Peek who made that catch a moment ago in left field. He had a heck of a night against Pike Road back on Thursday. Had the solo home run. That was in the fourth inning of that 4-3 win, the first run scored of that afternoon. The 0-2 pitch inside. One-two count now for Sankey. Pitch is outside. Even count, two apiece, fouled back. This time a pitch swung on and missed. Sankey goes down swinging and is struck out. Tough showing there for Sankey. Two down as the Indians look to quickly take care of this top of the first with Andrew Lewis, the first baseman, batting third here. First pitch to him a bit outside. This pitch well outside now, 2-0. The count, two outs, no one on in this scoreless top of the first. Pitch, wave and a miss. Ashmore already with one strikeout, the 2-1 outside, now in danger of walking his first batter of the afternoon. took care of the first two batters pretty effectively. This is the fifth pitch for this at-bat, most we've seen so far. It goes inside, and that's ball four. Andrew Lewis will take the walk. The first man to get on base today, and he represents the Thunderbirds this afternoon. Mark Crossing now with a runner at first, two outs. That runner is Andrew Lewis. Batter up for Far Crossing is Tristan Harrington. They tried to pick off first there for a moment, didn't get him. First pitch waved on and missed. Got caught reaching a little bit there. It was in that lower outside corner. See if Ashmore continues with that approach on the outside. This time it goes well inside. It hits him in the back. Harrington takes a beating there. He will walk to first. Andrew Lewis advancing to second now on Park Crossing with a runner in scoring position. All this coming after those first two outs, and Ashmore now needs a moment to kind of hit reset here. He takes a breath, now fires off this next pitch. The first to Nick Harrington, Tristan's brother, who just managed to get on. That one was in the zone to make it an 0-1 count. Tristan Harrington, who's at first right now, he is the second baseman today. This one to Nick Harrington is flown towards right field. Richardson trails in and makes the grab. Park Crossing able to get a few on there off a walk and a hit by pitch. They both get stranded. Thunderbirds can't do any damage here after the top of the first. Indians up the bat when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
After the top of the first, we are still scoreless. We enter the bottom of the opening inning here between the Indians and the Thunderbirds this afternoon. And Colton Ashmore was able to take care of it despite the walk and hit battery. Did record a strikeout there in the top of the inning. Now with Wetumpka coming up to bat, we'll go over their order. It's Miller Lombardi who will lead off. He is back in the lineup for the first time this week, missed both the PCA and Pike Road games. Connor Jacks behind him. Kyle Richardson bats third. It's Logan Fawcett, the catcher, who will clean up. In the five slot, Aiden Peake with Peyton Dickey behind him. Asher Noble's in the seven hole. Henry Evers is DHing, batting eighth. And Bobo Browning rounds out the order as the center fielder here today. He will bat ninth. In the field for Park Crossing, it is Caleb Perryman on the mound for the Thunderbirds, pitching to Jalen Sankey, the catcher. Andrew Levis, along with Tristan Harrington, are on first and second base. Third baseman is Nick Harrington, with Alex Johnson serving as the shortstop. Brady McGuire is in left field, Cameron Glider at center, and Christian Perryman in right field for Park Crossing. Miller Lombardi getting ready to go here in just a moment, and it's good to have him back in the lineup for sure, as
number six,
he missed the last couple of games of PCA and Pike Road. I know Coach Brooks was hoping to get him back for that Pike Road game. Unfortunately, was not able to. Still managed to get a win out of it nonetheless. But Lombardi, a big impact player for Wetumpka. First pitch to Lombardi. Swung on, tapped back, foul. A one count for Lombardi. Outside. Last time Miller was out was against Marbury in the doubleheader last Saturday here at Bazemore Field. The 1-1 well outside, out of the glove of the catcher, Sankey. Against Marbury, Lombardi managed a pair of hits in each game, four total over six at-bats. And that is what has boosted him to a .333 average. 2-1. Low and, oh, looked low and away. They call a strike there. Count goes 2-2. Looking for a first strikeout here is Perriman. It goes in the dirt instead. And the count goes full for our leadoff batter this afternoon for the Indians in Lombardi. Connor Jacks will bat behind him with Richardson due up as well. Payoff pitch, chopped foul. Lombardi, with those four hits last Saturday, that doubled his total hit count this year as the pitch goes high and away out of the zone, and he will take the walk to first. That is the third batter now between these two teams to get on a base, but we have yet to have a base hit. Very similar start to what we saw in the Pike Road game as well. Had a lot of errors and unearned base runners in the early part of that Pike Road game. You may remember that Wetumpka put two on early on due to Patriot errors. Connor Jacks now up with a runner at first in a scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. First pitch was low and away. Jacks serving as the third baseman this afternoon. Pitch outside, taking off as Lombardi. Throw is short, and he slides in safely. A stolen base for Miller Lombardi. That's certainly a good way to welcome him back into the field for the Indians. That's his fourth stolen base of the season. As a 1-0 count awaits Connor Jacks, now with a runner at second. This time he golfs it towards the shortstop. A long throw necessary. He did not get it in time. Maybe he did. They'll say that he got the throw in time, just barely. And that is the first out here of the bottom of the inning. It certainly did its job still, though, as the runner in Lombardi was able to advance all the way to third now with just one out. Kyle Richardson comes up to try and help him get home following the Jacks ground out. First pitch to him is a ball. Richardson in right field today. He's been one that has been having a strong showing so far this year. Four stolen bases for him as well. Lombardi and he mark the two of the top three base runners for this Indians team. I believe it's Andre Hatcher who has five stolen bases. Pitch came in a moment ago for a ball. It's a 2-0 count with the runner still at third for Lombardi. Pitch outside. Now the 3-0. Called for a strike there on the inside corner. Still a hitter's count with the 3-1. As Richardson is hoping to send Lombardi back around. This pitch fouled back. A full count now with one out. Pitch high out of the zone. And Richardson will now take the walk as well. Second walk of this frame puts runners on the corners now for the Indians. They'll go ahead and have a conversation on the mound here for Park Crossing. So a runner at first and a runner at third now for the Indians. Still scoreless with one out. Big opportunity early on for the Indians as Logan Fawcett, the all-star catcher, steps into the batter's box and immediately will allow Kyle Richardson to take off and steal second. Catcher Jalen Sankey just never had a chance to even get up and make that throw. Richardson had predetermined he was going to be taking off there. Runners at second and third. Now the 1-0 is inside. A 2-0 count for Fawcett. Here it is. Inside. No, scratch that. I think it hit him. Fawcett says it hit him. The umpire agrees, and the bases go loaded without a single hit so far for Wetumpka. Beg your pardon, it must have grazed his elbow there just slightly. Could hardly tell that that one had gotten him, but it certainly did. Cohen Bell will come in as a pinch runner for Fawcett. Bell stands at first with Richardson at second. It's Miller Lombardi at third, still waiting to come home with one out in a scoreless bottom of the first between Wetumpka and Park Crossing. Aiden Peek now steps into the box with loaded bases. First pitch to him, taken well upstairs. The 1-0 is low and away. It's been a struggle already for Caleb Perriman as another pitch fails to find the zone north of it there. We've already seen two walks, one hit batter in just the first four batters faced. Did have that one ground out for Connor Jacks. If Peak walks here, a run will be scored. This one almost takes him out. It goes above his head. Aiden Peak will walk to first, and that means Miller Lombardi will walk home, and the Indians will strike first in this opening inning to take a 1-0 lead. They're already going to try and have a conversation on the mound here after Peak walked.
Number two, Peyton.
Right now, it's just Perriman battling himself here, trying to be able to find the zone. If he can do that, he can stop the bleeding. Wetumpka has not had to work for this at all so far. They will have a conversation right now. I mentioned that Park Crossing has had some struggles over the course of this season. A 2-11 record. They are in 6A Area 3, which you may be familiar with. Pike Road, who we faced off against a couple days ago, also a part of that area. And Park Crossing, 1-4 over their last five games. They did beat Carver Montgomery, but the last three, they lost to Pike Liberal Arts, along with Stanhope Elmore and St. James. For the moment, they will keep Perriman on the mound as he now gets set to face off with Peyton Dickey. First pitch to Dickey is a off-speed pitch, again, a bit high. For reference, Park Crossing over the last three games, the total scoring tally, they have been outscored 37-5. The 1-0, again, high. It's had multiple consecutive balls here, but nearly all of them have been above the zone as well. It's not that he's all over the place. He just has not been able to get it quite low enough yet. Again, we are just in the bottom of the first here. This pitch inside again, 3-0. One nothing after Miller Lombardi. The leadoff batter was walked and then came around after a few others taking a stroll on base. Bases are still loaded, 3-0. Finds the zone as Perriman is trying to right his wrongs here and get out of this jam. At the ready, the 3-1 is swung on, fouled towards right field. We are set for a doubleheader today as well. Wetumpka will take on the Thunderbirds again, scheduled for 4:30. Time is called by the Thunderbirds catcher, Jalen Sankey. Indians are already fairly successful on doubleheaders, 2-0 this year after the Marbury victories last weekend. The payoff pitch now is out of the zone, and another walk for the Indians. Dickey takes first. Richardson advances home. Fawcett, or pardon, not Fawcett, it is Cohen Mell who stands at third. But now a 2-0 ball game for the Indians with loaded bases still and just the one out. That is walk number four of this inning, along with one hit batter. This first pitch now finding the zone on a breaking ball against Asher Nobles. A 1 count, well outside. So Cohen Bell stands at third with Aiden Peak at second. Peyton Dickey is the first base runner right now. Nobles at bat with a 1-1 count with Henry Evers due up. And it's already 2-0 Wetumpka. This pitch swung on and missed. Sends the count 1-2. The 1-2 is well outside. He's had a lot of curve on these, but it's been coming off of his hand way too high to begin with and has to really trail down far enough to find the zone, and it's just not getting there enough. Count even, two apiece, inside. Almost caught him there, would have hit Nobles. And again, a full count on Nobles with one out. These payoff pitches have not been successful so far for the Thunderbirds. Perriman has thrown a ball on each of his payoff pitches so far. The payoff there was tipped foul, but it goes back. They couldn't pick it up, and a runner comes home for Wetumpka instead. Should have to reset this here. This should have been a foul, not a strike with a lost ball there, so they'll have to send everyone back to their positions. Everybody gets a light jog in to retreat and go back to where they were. We'll try the payoff once again for Asher Nobles. Here it is. That time high, and the same result comes out of it. Nobles takes a walk, and it will bring Cohen Bell home as well. Score goes to 3-0 Wetumpka. Bases stay loaded with one out. Henry Evers now up. He's in the eighth slot for Wetumpka. We are guaranteed now, barring a double play, to go through the full rotation in this first inning. Pitch finds the zone. A 1 inside. It may have clipped him, and it did. Henry Evers is hit by a pitch. He takes first, and that means that Aiden Peake now gets his turn to jog it on in. Indians now lead it 4-0. They're going to call time again is Park Crossing, and so they'll have to go have another conversation on the mound. They've had a few so far. Mitchell Joyner is the head ball coach for the Thunderbirds. This may be it for Caleb Perriman already. We'll see if somebody else comes out. I have not seen anybody in the bullpen for Park Crossing, so I don't really know who they would go with unless they make a change within the current fielding lineup, and I think that's what's happening here. Alex Johnson, who was the shortstop, is currently getting some warm-up pitches, so he will be who they call in while he warms up. We will take a break. Indians with loaded bases, one out, and they lead it 4-0 in the bottom of the first here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Our first and second innings are brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen as Wetumpka leads it 4-0 in the bottom of the first, which has continued to last. By the way, this game started at 2:01, so it's been 29 minutes so far of just this first inning. The first pitch here is a ball from Alex Johnson, the new pitcher, as he faces off against Bobo Browning. Bases are loaded for Wetumpka here. With the one out, it has been all walks and hit batters so far. This pitch goes low and away, 2-0 count. Alex Johnson was serving as the shortstop a moment ago, and so we've basically had just a swap here as Johnson now takes to the mound. Caleb Perriman has moved over to short. I missed a couple pitches there. They were both balls, though, as you can imagine. And so four balls, no strikes, another walk for Wetumpka means another run scored as well. Browning takes to first. Peyton Dickey now has come home. Asher Noble stands at third. Henry Evers at second. Browning is at first base. Miller Lombardi is back up again. He started this frame, and there's only been one out recorded since then. This pitch is wild, and this may be a chance for an out. Nope, never mind. They had a wild pitch that Sankey could not hold on to. He had to go scoop it up. He made a toss to Johnson. They still couldn't make the tag there. Wetumpka, for the first time in about 20 minutes, does not have loaded bases. There has not been an out recorded since the bases were loaded. And Wetumpka scoring two more runs in the process. Nice and easy day here for Wetumpka, getting some cardio in as this pitch is a ball. Lombardi takes there. 3-0 count. As they made the change, it has not changed much of the result here. The pitch now will miss the glove, and it was a walk anyway. It allows the runner to come home. This time it's Henry Evers. Browning advances to third. Lombardi now takes first.
Number 13.
And it is 7-0 Wetumpka. Yes. Connor Jax comes back up, and he has been the only one to miss out on the fun so far, as everyone has been walked or hit by a pitch except for Jax. He had the ground out there on what was good contact, just went over to Alex Johnson, who was the shortstop at the time. First pitch comes in there, 1-0. This pitch upstairs makes it a 2-0 count. Runners on the corners for Wetumpka here, with Jax having a 2-0 count, one out, 7-0 Wetumpka. Pitch finding the zone just barely. Again, called for a strike. Oh, Count even at two apiece now. Johnson with back-to-back strikes. Looking for a third, won't get it there. Count goes full. Bobo Browning awaits at third. He will now get to come home after the payoff pitch comes in and out of the zone. Well, wait a minute. They just sent Bobo Browning back over. It's because the bases were no longer loaded. That's why. So now they go loaded. Browning has to stay at third and wait for his opportunity because, remember, one runner came in off of the wild pitch, and that's what ended up having the bases not be loaded anymore, had runners on the corners, but now we're back to that again.
Richardson.
Kyle Richardson comes up now after the Jacks walk. So 7-0 loaded bases for the Indians with one out. Pitch came in a moment ago for a ball, 2-0, now 3-0. Pitch, finding the zone. This time, got the zone again. And a count going full once again. To give you the final numbers on Caleb Perryman, he pitched a third of an inning, gave up 7 runs and 5 walks along with a hit batter. Pitch this time is upstairs. It will walk Kyle Richardson now. He takes first, and the cycle continues. Bobo Browning comes home for the black and gold, and it's 8-0 Wetumpka. They will have another talk on the mound here, and this may lead to another change for Park Crossing as they've got to find something here. Ten consecutive batters now for Wetumpka have been walked or hit by a pitch as the substitutions start to be made in the masses here for Park Crossing. I'll give you an update on who is in the field in just a couple of moments here as they continue to move everyone around. Score is 8-0 though for Wetumpka. Alex Johnson was serving as the pitcher for the Thunderbirds. We'll see if they continue to allow him to do so. And I believe that they will. So Johnson stays on the mound. It is 8-0. Wetumpka with loaded bases still.
Number 12, Logan Paulson.
They made a change, I believe, in right field, trying to get a number on who this is. Logan Fawcett is set to bat here. In right field now for Park Crossing, it is Amir Pickett.
Miller right field for the Thunderbirds, number 20, Amir Pickett.
Pickett in right, trying to see if they made any other changes here. Continuing to talk right now with the head ball coach for the Thunderbirds, Mitchell Joyner. As the lead sits at 8-0 for Wetumpka. We now reset. It is Logan Fawcett due up. First pitch to him is a ball.
Ain't nobody bad.
1-0. Low and inside.
For three, two chicken things and a nugget.
That is good. I believe the lineup continues to be the same for Park Crossing outside of the one change in right field, the 2-0 in for a ball. Everyone who went through the order earlier has come home at this point. There's a man standing at third, that is Lombardi. This time a ground ball to first, and it will be the second out of the inning. Fawcett with a grounder there. It does bring in one more run, though. Lombardi now scoring, and it is 9-0 with Wetumpka.
I ain't never seen that.
Aiden Peake steps up now as we have just ended a streak of 10 consecutive coming in without having to work for it. And now a wild pitch allows for Connor Jacks to come in. He will score as well. And there's now just one runner on. He stands at third base. Indians now leading it 10-0 in the bottom of the first. 1-0 the score. Pitch goes high. Again, the ball game started at 2:01. We are now over 40 minutes into the first inning. This time, a swing and a fly ball that will drop. An incredible base hit there for Aiden Peake. Peake does it the old-fashioned way with a double to get on. He gets an RBI out of that as well. Kyle Richardson coming home. Wetumpka now leading it 11-0 with a runner standing at second base. Peake takes us out of the lull of walks with our first base hit of the afternoon. As we have almost gone two times around the order here, Peyton Dickey is up now. He is in the sixth slot with two outs. First pitch to Dickey is downstairs. Eleven nothing our score. Pitch buzzes the tower there almost at his face. Alex Johnson, who's on the mound, he throws it outside the zone there, 3-0. Johnson has three walks given up of his own here. Beg your pardon, five walks, as he fires the 3-0 outside the zone again. And Dickey will take first.
Number 25,
evens up with Caleb Perriman's five walks. There have been two hit batters, one between each of these pitchers. This time a hit batter on the first pitch to Henry Eversit, or Asher Nobles, that is, hits him square in the helmet, and he will head to first as well. Runners at first and third now for
Henry
Wetumpka with two outs. Just one hit recorded so far. Pitch goes inside to Henry Evers. Evers was hit by a pitch earlier this inning, made it around, and he's hit by a pitch again here on his second appearance as he will now head to first. That brings in another run. Aiden Peek now, who did it the hard way, by the way, with that double. He now gets his chance to come home as well. Make it 12-0 Wetumpka, again with loaded bases. Bart Crossing just looking for the one out here to end the first inning. 1-0, chopped foul. Pardon, just the first pitch there to Bubba Browning. This is the 18th batter faced. We are at the bottom of the order again as this pitch goes inside Browning. Pitch 1-2 now. After he found the zone a couple of times. Still with two outs. Trying for a strikeout here. Won't get it. Buzzed to the tower again. He had to move out of the way of that one. Count evens at two each. This pitch upstairs again. Full count with two outs and loaded bases in a 12-0 ball game. Payoff is above the head of Bobo Browning. He will take the walk. It will bring in another run. It is 13-0 Wetumpka, as at time it was Peyton Dickey that was able to come in and score.
Number 6, Miller Lapordi.
Well, it has been high scoring, to say the least. I wouldn't necessarily call this action-packed, but we now go to the top of the order for the third time in this first inning. 0-1 upstairs. It's a 1-1 count for Lombardi, who has been walked each of the first two appearances. He just took ball two. Asher Noble stands at third, Evers at second, Browning at first. The pitch came in a moment ago to make it 3-1. Another run likely to score here with this pitch. Never mind, swung on and fouled. Park Crossing, when they were at bat, they had five batters come up. This time, Lombardi is going to line one to short, and that ends the first inning. That began at 2:01. It comes to a close at a final time of 47 minutes and 55 seconds. Wetumpka leading it 13-0 over the Thunderbirds after the first on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Welcome you now to the top of the second. Wetumpka leads it 13-0 over Park Crossing. Had to take a tally here for a moment. It was 11 total walks as this pitch is waved on and missed by Caleb Perriman, the original pitcher who is leading off for this top of the second. Christian Perriman and Cameron Glider set to bat behind him. He's got an 0-2 count that breaks its way in. He is struck out looking. Caleb Perriman will take a seat. Colton Ashmore still on the mound. And he basically had to go through his full warm-up routine again after really, you know, only had five batters faced in the top of that first inning, and then Park Crossing dealing with 19 total batters in the bottom end. The pitch there was fouled off on a bunt attempt. Oh, 1 taken for a strike. This is Amir Pickett with the 0-2 downstairs. Pickett came in the place of Christian Perriman, who never got a chance to go up to bat, by the way. Perriman was in right field. This pitch waved on and missed by Perriman. Back-to-back strikeouts now from Colton Ashmore. Two down and one to go in the top of the second. It's 13-0. Wetumpka leads it over the Thunderbirds. Up next is Cameron Glider, who swings at the first pitch. It goes over the head of Ashmore and a base hit for Park Crossing now. That is the first base hit of the afternoon for the Thunderbirds, and believe it or not, despite the 13-0 score, it is just the second base hit in total this afternoon. The other came from Aiden Peake, who had the RBI double. You know, I mentioned Aiden Peake last inning as well for his base hitting, but, you know, had the home run against Pike Road, and now building off that with another extra base hit today. Two outs now. Runner at first for Park Crossing. Took a pitch there to make it 1-0. Pitch goes inside. Almost caught the helmet there. Ashmore with a 2-0 count. Waits, now deals. Wave and a miss there. They'll try to pick off first, won't get him in time. Fawcett has really good reaction time to get up and make that throw to first. Couldn't quite get him there, but he's been able to really keep people honest standing at first base, especially in that Pike Road game as well. Not a lot of stolen base attempts for the Patriots on Thursday. The 2-1, low and away. Well, Wetumpka is chasing its highest scoring game of the season, the 3-1, but first another pickoff attempt won't get them at first again. Wetumpka scored 17 against Marbury. That was in a five-inning ball game last Saturday. They scored 12 in the first outing against the Bulldogs. The 3-1 misfired there. Wild pitch that would have been a ball anyway, which allows Brady McGuire to take the walk to first. Another walk now from Ashmore. That's the second given up by him, and runners now sit at first and second for the Thunderbirds. At the top of the order now for Park Crossing with two outs, runners at first and second. Pitch there was out of the zone. Ashmore started off this second inning hot, had the two strikeouts with three total. Now his last two batters have made it on. The 1-0, finding the zone there. Better placement from Ashmore. One-one. Inside. Ashmore is following up a strong showing on the mound for Wetumpka. They came on Thursday, had a pretty good showing on Monday as well against PCA. The 2-1 in there, 2-2. Wetumpka totaled against Pike Road, totaled for seven strikeouts, three from Asher Nobles, four for Dylan Jordan, who got that save. Connor Jacks had six in the PCA game as well. This pitch is passed on by Fawcett. It was a bit low, but still gets through the legs there and allows both runners to get into scoring position. It sends the count full as well. So a 3-2 count. Ashmore resetting on the mound here. Glider at third, McGuire at second. Ashmore fires, and it is fouled off. Caught the end of the bat there as he kind of turned away from it. We will try the payoff again with two outs in this 13-zip ball game. It goes inside and allows Alex Johnson to walk now. That is the second walk of the inning, number three total for Ashmore given up. Loaded bases now for the Thunderbirds as they will try to claw their way back from a 13-run deficit. Jalen Sankey jogs his way into the batter's box, batting right-handed here for Park Crossing. First pitch to him, taken for a ball. Ashmore entered this game with five walks and five strikeouts. He's got three of each just today. The 1-0 low and away. I want to remind you that our first and second innings are brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. The 2-0. Got the zone there. Busy day for Wetumpka Athletics. The pitch there out of the glove and allows a run to score for Park Crossing now. They bring one in off of the wild pitch. Jalen Sankey with a hitter's count as well at 3-1. That was Cameron Glider who came home. He had that single. As this pitch is at the knees of Jalen Sankey, who takes a walk and loads the bases again for Park Crossing. So now we get into a similar position to what we saw in the first inning for Wetumpka. Thunderbirds with a man at first now, second and third, but a pinch runner coming in for the Thunderbirds. Pitch there was pitch swung on and missed. Lost it, though, did Fawcett, and that allows for a runner to come home. Now goes 13-2. Runners at second and third for Park Crossing. Just two outs here, or already two outs, just one to go. The 0-1 is swung on, driven to right field, chasing it and making the grab is Kyle Richardson. Park Crossing with two runs scored off one hit and three walks in the process. They strand runners at second and third. Indians still leading it 13-2 midway through the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The second inning now, as Park Crossing was able to put a couple on the board in the top of this inning to make it 13-2. Indians still leading it over the Thunderbirds. Ty Paxton will come up to bat for Wetumpka. He is the pinch hitter coming in the place of Connor Jacks. After Jax had a couple opportunities there in the first inning, had two at-bats in that one. Lombardi was the last to come up there at the end of the first. He lined one out. Miller Lombardi's already had three at-bats here, or three appearances, that is, this afternoon. It was an 0-1 count after the first pitch. This one comes in and is fouled off to make it 0-2 for Ty Paxton. Paxton, the freshman utility, serves in the infield and as a pitcher. This one comes in and is swung on and missed by Paxton. He will be struck out. That is the first recorded now for the Thunderbirds, who also have a different pitcher, by the way. Failed to give you an update on that. It's Andrew Lewis who is now the pitcher. Lewis originally was the first baseman. As the batter now is Kyle Richardson. He just took a strike. First baseman now for Park Crossing is Nick Harrington, who was originally at third base. Trying to update you on everything. The 0-1 was in for a ball. One-one. Swung on, fouled.
You gotta close the door.
So it's a 1-2 count. I mentioned Nick Harrington is the first baseman. Now our second baseman is still Tristan Harrington. Pitch comes in there, and Richardson is caught looking and is struck out. That's two strikeouts now for Andrew Lewis.
Joseph Landry.
And Andrew Johnson has gone, Alex Johnson, has gone back to his original shortstop position after his stint on the mound. This pitch is fouled off. No, they call this fair. Ooh. It was fouled off there by Wetumpka's Joseph Landry, who came in to pinch hit. It trailed down the first base line towards, it was short of first, but it was called fair, and that is the third out. Wetumpka goes three up and three down in a much quicker second inning. It's 13-2 Wetumpka on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. We've got a pitching change now for Wetumpka as the Indians lead it 13-2. It was Colton Ashmore who got the start. He is done for the afternoon after two innings pitched. He gave up one hit with two runs, just one of them earned, four walks, and three strikeouts. He is now replaced by Owen Piles, the lefty pitcher on the mound for the Indians. He will face off first against Tristan Harrington. Harrington on the first pitch fouling one back. It's Harrington with Nick Harrington behind him and Caleb Perryman all due up. But again, there's been a lot of changes for Park Crossing, so I'm not sure what this may look like here. Pitch is fouled back again. Could see a couple of changes. As it is an 0-2 count. 13-2 ball game, just two total hits, one for Park Crossing and one for Wetumpka. Piles with the 0-2. This one is golfed to shallow right center. It is picked up by Bobo Browning for the first out there.
I'm just holding the fine hood.
Browning with a little jog to get over there and grab it. Nick Harrington now comes up for Park Crossing. Pitch taken low. Nick Harrington has moved around a little bit today. He was the third baseman. Then he moved to first. The 1-0. Well inside. And so at the moment, that's where Nick still resides. But I suppose we could see that change even more as this ball game continues. 2-0 in the zone. Mentioned earlier the many activities that are going on for Wetumpka Athletics today, along with our doubleheader this afternoon as the 2-1 comes in, chopped on and missed. We also have Wetumpka Track and Field out over at the Wetumpka Sports Complex just down the road. They have the River Region Invitational. 2-2 chopped, goes to the pitcher, Piles turns around and makes the throw for the second out. Piles had to run in for that one, and
number 15,
it's a little bit awkward to have to grab it, spin around as the lefty to make the throw, but does so elegantly.
I won't have my money back with these chickens.
Two outs now. This time swung on. It is lined towards second. It takes one hop, but is picked up and thrown by Dickey for the out. Thunderbirds go three up, three down, and it remains 13-2 midway through the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. First pitch of this third inning is swung on, driven to left, and is caught by the left fielder there for Park Crossing. That is Brady McGuire. And a quick first out
for
Aiden Peek. Came up, and before I could finish the ad read, immediately was taking a chop at it. So the line out there gives one out. The pitch a moment ago in the zone for Peyton Dickey. 0-1. Taken inside. The beg your pardon, not Peyton Dickey. This is Andre Hatcher coming in as a pinch hitter. The 1-1 was difficult to catch for Jalen Sankey. It was well outside. He had to reach a long ways to get it. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Caught him chasing it that time. It was outside again. No one on. 13-2. Indians lead it. A 2-2 count with one out for Hatcher. He will swing at this one. Driven down the left field line. It stays fair. And this should be a double for Hatcher. And it will be. Races into second. Park Crossing still had a tough time being able to throw it around. He may have had a chance to get to third. That's our second double of the afternoon. It comes now from Hatcher. Cohen Bell now steps up in the place of Asher Nobles. Going to likely see a lot of pinch hitting given the current scoreboard, as the first pitch to Bell was in for a ball. One-oh count. Swung on and missed. Again, chasing that outside. Thomas Zingson getting warmed up right now to come up to bat next. It was supposed to be Henry Evers due up. The 1-1. Cut on, fouled. One, two. Swung at. This one will get through to left field. It'll be a base hit there. Put runners on the corners for Wetumpka. Cohen Bell finding some space between the 5-6 hole there. He gets on, standing at first, while Andre Hatcher awaits at third base. It'll be Thomas Zingson who is responsible for trying to send these two home. First pitch to him, cut on and missed. Zingson replaces Henry Evers, who was hit by a pitch on both of his appearances. The 0-1 is taken. No, he will swing at this. It will get through again to left field. It'll bring another run home. Almost identical to what we just saw from Cohen Bell. Three consecutive base hits for Wetumpka. Bell now at second, Zingson at first. Hatcher coming home makes it 14-2, Wetumpka. This pitch now is golfed to left field. First pitch of the at-bat flies out and is caught by McGuire. Runners remain at first and second.
Number six.
Two down now. Miller Lombardi comes back up at the top of the order. This pitch is upstairs. Had a different jersey number on there, did our previous batter. But I believe that was Camden McGee who came up. It's a 1-0 count now for 2-0 count for Miller Lombardi with two away. This pitch goes behind the back of Lombardi, who has had three appearances so far. He was walked in both of his tries in the first inning and then lined out on his third. This pitch there for a strike makes it 3-1. Again, Lombardi returning to the lineup after missing the last two games. The 3-1 cut on. Chopper towards first. It is scooped up by Nick Harrington. He will tag the bag and stop the damage there. Indians scoring one more. They lead it 14-3 after the third inning against Park Crossing on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We got to go forward.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We're at the top of the fourth here as Park Crossing comes back up to bat. Indians leading it 14-2. They scored the first 13 all in that opening inning. As the Thunderbirds come back up with Andre Love, a pinch hitter now for Park Crossing. He will swing at this one. It will fly to right field and be caught by Kyle Richardson. Richardson didn't have to move very far for that one, and it makes the first out. Pitch here, cut on and missed by Amir Pickett. Pickett came in earlier as a pinch hitter. He's now up for the second time. He was struck out on his last appearance. Pitch there, a strike. Told you about the track and field meet. Had a chance to talk with Coach Warren Brown yesterday going into that track meet. The 1-2 swung on, popped towards first, and Bell is there for the out. Cohen Bell entering as the first baseman here in this fourth inning, and that is the second out of this top of the fourth. I talked with Coach Brown yesterday, and it's a pleasure to talk with him. He used to be my coach back in my track and field days here at Wetumpka. Now, yeah, that was a fun talking point, was that when I was running, there was only one or two people on staff the entire time. This pitch is fouled off for Park Crossing. And now he's got about eight people that are coaching that track team. Bray McGuire is up here with the 0-1. Including Coach Jessica Holbert, the cross-country coach, now helping out on the distance side of things, really trying to put a focus back into the distance program for that track team, already with some strong throwers and sprinters as well. The 0-2. It is called for a strike. Boy, he must have barely caught the corner there, but McGuire goes down. They get the strikeout, and Park Crossing unable to do any work there. 14-2, Indians lead it. On the Collier Ford, Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDoItCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. He's Chase across from Target.
Fourth inning is brought to you by Collier Ford. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buying easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on Highway 231 in Wetumpka or shop online. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. Indians lead it 14-2 over Park Crossing. As the first pitch here of this bottom of the fourth is away and in the dirt. It's Ty Paxton, who's now up as the new batter for Wetumpka. This one comes inside and at the knees. A 2-0 count for Paxton, who is batting in the place of, I believe, Bobo Browning. This pitch rolls to the catcher, and it is 3-0. Paxton swings and fouls. Beg your pardon. Paxton has been in for Connor Jacks. He is still the pinch hitter. He came in earlier and pinch hit in the second. Pitch came in a moment ago, making it a full count here for Paxton. No outs, no one on. 14-2. This time, a wave and a miss, and Paxton goes down swinging. First out recorded in the bottom of the fourth. Remember, we are in run rule territory here, but Indians will have to lead it by 10 after the fifth. So Park Crossing with one more chance here in a little bit. Indians hoping to pile on some insurance. They've got a chance here. This one is swung at and driven to center field. It'll drop for a base hit for the Indians. This time it is Johnson. Spencer Johnson, the freshman, able to get one in for a single.
Nobody number 10, Joseph Landry.
Spencer Johnson came in the place of Kyle Richardson, as Wetumpka has just unloaded the bench here today with one out and a runner at first. The pitch there falls out of the glove. It's a ball. One oh. Cut on and missed by Landry. Spencer Johnson with that single a moment ago. The 1-1 is outside. That was Johnson's first hit on the varsity team. Had only one at bat prior, and that was against Marbury last Saturday. The 2-1 waved at and missed. Johnson is just a freshman waiting at first. Two-two. Golfed to left field. It goes over the shortstop here. And another base hit, this time from Joseph Landry. Landry puts Johnson to second, as the runner stands at first as well, with just the one out. Aiden Peek is up. He is one of just three batters that have not been replaced in the lineup so far today with a pinch hitter. Pitch there inside. Still Lewis pitching for Park Crossing. He started as the first baseman. He's now been on the mound for a pair of innings. The 1-0 out of the zone. Certainly cleaned up a little bit for Park Crossing. They did give up two runs last inning. This time driven to the second baseman, picked up, and the throw in time, but runners advance to second and third. That's Tristan Harrington making the throw to his brother Nick for the out.
Number four, Andre Hatcher.
Andre Hatcher comes up now with runners at second and third in Landry and Johnson. Pitch taken for a ball. Hatcher had the double last time around. This time inside. It goes out of the glove here and allows another run to score. And how about that for Spencer Johnson? Got his first base hit, and now he scores his first career run as well as a freshman. Does allow a runner to advance in the process. So Johnson scores. Now Landry stands at third. Pitch just came in a moment ago to send it 2-1. Here's the 2-1 outside. Still two outs. Our score now 15-2. Indians starting to pile up the hits. They've got six now. They only had one when they scored the first 13. The 3-1. In the dirt. And a walk now for Andre Hatcher. First time we've seen a walk since the first inning, where we had 11 of them. Things have calmed down since then, but now some shades of the early parts of this game. Runners on the corners for Wetumpka now. Pitch to Cohen Bell inside. A reminder that we are due for a second matchup that will begin in about an hour at 4:30. At least that's when it's scheduled for. Pitch goes outside to make it 2-0. Pitch there was away, and now a 3-0 count. Bell at the ready. May have the green light here, and he does. Fouls one off. That makes the count 3-1 for Cohen Bell. Pitch now cut on and missed. And the count that was 3-0 has now gone full with two outs. Runners on the corners, 15-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff. Wave and a miss. Bell is struck out, and Indians strand two runners, but they do bring one home to extend the lead now 15-2. After four, we'll try and close things out in the top of the fifth. Indians looking for a run rule when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. New pitcher for Wetumpka, as they will now get Camden McGee, the sophomore, to take to the mound. McGee has not seen action as a pitcher so far this season, so getting a chance to try a couple things here in this top of the fifth with a 13-run advantage, trying to close out this ball game. First pitch there is out of the zone. It ends the day for Owen Piles. The pitch there just a bit inside. Beg your pardon, it is Hand that is in here. John Hand. This time lifted to right field. Racing in, getting under it again is Kyle Richardson. John Hand playing just his second game as a pitcher this season. Pitched for one inning against Marbury last week. This pitch is fouled back. Just two outs away from closing out a run rule win over Park Crossing. The 0-1. Finding the zone there. Good breaking ball. He gave up four hits, six runs, none of which were earned. Had a walk and a strikeout to his name in the process. As he fires in a strike there. Caught looking. And one out away from getting the victory here. Again, we will continue our coverage with the second game of the afternoon that is set to begin at 4:30. Pitch is sent to first, picked up, and Bell will touch the bag, and that will end it. The Indians get it done, 15-2 over Park Crossing in a run rule fashion. Wetumpka now moves to 9-2. Park Crossing drops to 2-12. Our winning pitcher today is Colton Ashmore, as the loss goes to Caleb Perriman. We will take a break for a while here until we begin game two. For our radio listeners, we'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming until we return for game two of Wetumpka and Park Crossing. Stick around here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.